This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, the 24th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a sunny day across Israel. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv enjoy clear skies, while Haifa feels a gentle breeze, perfect conditions for those planning to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Mariv reports from earlier today that the U.S. plans to strike Iran at a sensitive point, just before an explosion in negotiations. The ceasefire is extended, but options remain open. Also, Israel Hayom mentions concern in Washington from earlier this hour. The war in Iran is affecting U.S. aid to the Democratic Island against China. The U.S. Navy and Air Force have depleted significant resources in the Middle East. Also this hour, Ynet highlights that Israel is waiting for the U.S. green light to strike Iran. The IDF has uncovered a Hezbollah tunnel beneath a clothing store near Metula. Separately, I-24 News reveals that the U.S. military has drafted backup strike plans in case the Iran ceasefire collapses. And finally, N12 reports from earlier today that the U.S. is formulating strike plans targeting Tehran's capabilities if the ceasefire fails. From X, the latest. Jonathan Conricus, a military analyst, posted just minutes ago speculating on when the Iranian regime will face tougher actions. Dan Linnaeus, a geopolitical commentator, posted earlier today that the Pentagon is considering suspending Spain from NATO and reassessing its diplomatic posture. From I-24, news_en, tensions within Iran's leadership derailed last-minute talks, as reported by Negar Moitahedi. Now for more on those stories, starting with the U.S. plans to strike Iran. Mariv reports that negotiations are on the brink of failure. The U.S. aims to pressure Tehran by targeting strategic locations. This move could escalate tensions further, affecting regional stability. Turning to the depletion of U.S. resources in the Middle East, Israel Hayom emphasizes the strain on military supplies, which impacts support to allies like the Democratic Island against China. This could shift the balance of power, making regional allies anxious. Meanwhile, Ynet's report on Israel waiting for U.S. approval to strike Iran. This follows the discovery of a Hezbollah tunnel, raising security concerns. Such actions could provoke a military response, heightening tensions along the northern border. Separately, I-24 News notes the U.S. preparing backup plans if the ceasefire with Iran collapses. This involves targeting Tehran's military capabilities. Renewed conflict could disrupt diplomatic efforts and civilian life across the region. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports that Intel stock soared by 22% after beating forecasts in its recent financial reports. This recovery signals strong market confidence. Separately, Mariv Business highlights the resilience of Israel's healthcare system, which has attracted significant investor interest. This showcases Israel's innovative approach in challenging times. And finally, Ynet Business shares the story of a Jewish man and a Hindu woman building a new life in Israel. Their diverse backgrounds enrich the cultural tapestry of the nation. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 11 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.